Welcome to the Recency Belief Podcast with Daniel White III. My name is Danae Mary Louise White, and I am the third oldest daughter of Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us today as Daniel White III equips Christians to stand firm in their faith and offers unbelievers a recency belief.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Reasons to Believe Podcast, episode number 134. My name is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. God has been under attack in the world almost since the beginning of time, sadly and strangely, because God is love. But he and those who believe in him are under attack more now than ever before. Atheism is on the rise, and atheists are becoming more vocal. This podcast is an ongoing debate response to such people as Richard Dawkins, Bill Maher, Stephen Hawking, and others who say they do not believe in God and who preach atheism to the world unchecked and unrebuked. This podcast is also designed to equip Christians to do what the Holy Scriptures command, and that is to earnestly contend for the faith and to be always ready to give an answer to every man that asketh us a reason of the hope that is in us. But more importantly, this podcast is designed to give you a reason to believe in God and his Son, Jesus Christ, so that you can be saved from sin and the punishment of sin, which is hell. Our reasons to believe scripture verse for today is Jude 1, 3. It reads, "Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints." Our reasons to believe quote for today is from Czeslaw Miloš. He said, "Religion used to be the opium of the people. To those suffering humiliation, pain, illness, and serfdom, religion promised the reward of an afterlife. But now we are witnessing a transformation. A true opium of the people is the belief in nothingness after death. The huge solace, the huge comfort of thinking that for our betrayals, our greed, our cowardice, our murders, we are not going to be judged." Our reason to believe PowerPoint today is titled "The Divinity of Christ, Part 14 from the Handbook of Christian Apologetics" by Dr. Peter Kreeft and Dr. Ronald K. Tosile. And I want to remind you to take advantage of our special offer. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of this book, The Handbook of Christian Apologetics. It is available on our website, thereasonstobelieve.com, for just $30. Dr. Peter Kreeft and Dr. Ronald K. Tosile go on to talk about the qua dilemma, Lord, liar, lunatic, or myth. Here is how the data itself makes the myth hypothesis impossible. Number two, the state of the manuscripts is very good compared with any and all other ancient documents, the New Testament stands up as 10 times more sure. For instance, we have 500 different copies earlier than AD 500. The next most reliable ancient text we have is the Iliad, for which we have only 50 copies. That date from 500 years or less after its origin. We have only one very late manuscript of Tacitus's Annals, but no one is reluctant to treat that as authentic history. If the books of the New Testament did not contain accounts of miracles or make radical, uncomfortable claims on our lives, they would be accepted by every scholar in the world. In other words, it is not objective, neutral science, but subjective prejudice or ideology that fuels skeptical scripture scholarship. Pardon me. The manuscripts that we have, in addition to being old, are also mutually reinforcing and consistent. There are very few discrepancies and no really important ones, and all later discoveries of manuscripts, such as the Dead Sea Scrolls, have confirmed rather than refuted previously existing manuscripts, scripts in every important case. There is simply no other ancient text in nearly as good a shape. Number 3, if Jesus' divinity is a myth invented by later generations, the early Christian community, often a code word for the inventors of the myth, then there must have been at least 2 or 3 generations between the original eyewitnesses of the historical Jesus and the universal belief in the new mythic divinized Jesus. Otherwise, the myth could never have been believed as fact because it would have been refuted by eyewitnesses of the real Jesus. Both disciples and enemies could have had reasons to oppose this new myth. However, we find no evidence at all of anyone ever opposing the so-called myth of the divine Jesus in the name of an earlier merely human Jesus. The early demythologizers explicitly claimed that the New Testament texts had to have been written after AD 150 for the myth to have taken hold. But no competent scholar today denies the first century dating of virtually all of the New Testament, certainly Paul's letters, which clearly affirm and presuppose Jesus' divinity and the fact that this doctrine was already universal Christian orthodoxy. Fourth, if a mythic layer had been added later onto an originally merely human Jesus, we should find some evidence, at least indirectly and secondhand, of this earlier layer. We find instead an absolute and total absence of any such evidence anywhere, either internal in the New Testament texts themselves or external anywhere else in Christian, anti-Christian, or non-Christian sources. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word. We thank you for giving us a heart and mind to train and to be taught so that we can contend for the faith once delivered to the saints. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, if you're listening today and you do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ in the free pardon of your sins as your Lord and Savior, allow me to show you how today. Believe in God the Father. Believe in his Son, Jesus Christ. For Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins. He shed his blood for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Shall be saved. Shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. What a great deal. Until next time, my beloved, please keep in mind these reasons to believe. God bless you.